Despite the worldwide economic downturn, the governor says Japanese companies are eager to expand trade with the state. State exports to the island nation topped $700 million last year. Much of that trade is in medical technology, with companies like Milwaukee-based GE Healthcare leading the way. Doyle says conversations with Toyota executives this week were also positive, but he says Toyota's not ready yet to open a plant in the state anytime soon.
We've had a sort of a good discussion about Wisconsin, our background in the automotive industry and the supply chain that we have in the state and the workforce that is there. But, you know, right now, Japanese companies aren't looking to build any more than American companies are.
The governor heads to China next, where he expects to have to deal with the fallout from President Obama's recent decision to impose tariffs on Chinese tires exported to the U.S. Doyle will be meeting with China's Deputy Secretary of Commerce.
I know one of her significant concerns always has been is free flow of trade. Having said all of that, though, I think that people in the United States, I think we in Wisconsin, really do want to make sure that the playing field is level and that there is not any kind of dumping of Chinese products going on in the United States.
Doyle says the most promising possibilities are Chinese and Japanese investments in renewable energy technologies in Wisconsin, such as wind turbines and batteries for more fuel-efficient cars. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.